Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. This week's episode is going to be recapping some of the biggest biosimilars news that happened over the past month. Much of the month focused on biosimilars used to treat patients with different types of cancer, as well as whether patients and providers are being given adequate information prior to switching patients from a reference product to a biosimilar. Study results from a Phase 3 trial found that a denosumab biosimilar candidate developed by Ariogen PharmMed had comparable safety and efficacy profiles to the reference product Prolia in women with postmenopausal osteoporosis. Denosumab is used in the treatment and prevention of people at a high risk of fracture due to osteoporosis, solid tumors, and bone metastases. Additionally, Alvotech initiated a pharmacokinetic study of its denosumab biosimilar AVT03. Although the trial will include all men, future phases of the development process will include postmenopausal women to determine efficacy. AVT03 is Alvotech's fourth biosimilar to reach the clinical trial phase of development. A poster from the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting demonstrated the safety and efficacy of QL1206, another denosumab candidate, compared to Prolia in patients with solid tumors and bone metastases, who were followed for 53 weeks. Each of the 717 patients received subcutaneous administration of the biosimilar or reference product. In addition to progress with denosumab biosimilars, data on oncology-specific biosimilars has been advancing too. A Phase 1 trial of a pertuzumab biosimilar developed by Shanghai Henlius Biotech began last month. The trial represents the first human trial for the candidate and will focus on establishing HLX11's pharmacokinetic, safety, and immunogenicity profiles in healthy male adults in China. Two studies presented at the European Hematology Association Congress 2022 demonstrated the safety and efficacy of two rituximab biosimilars compared to Rituxan, the reference agent, in patients with large B-cell lymphoma. One study focused on Sandoz's Ruxymio over 2 years, and the other looked at the use of a biosimilar in R-CHOP instead of the reference agent. Our final story focuses on a recent survey of patients with breast cancer and medical oncologists that found that prior to switching from reference trastuzumab, also known as Herceptin, to a trastuzumab biosimilar, patients may not have been given adequate education on biosimilars. Many patients who switched to a trastuzumab biosimilar were not given prior notice that the switch would occur, resulting in patients experiencing negative emotions related to the switch. Some patients were never told what a biosimilar was, and others only realized that a switch occurred after seeing a different name for the medication on their chart or insurance documents. Only 11% of the patients reported that they were satisfied with the information they received about biosimilars in preparation for the switch. The survey also found that oncologists reported that they were not always aware that their patients were being switched to a biosimilar, because the decision was made by the healthcare system or insurance company. The researchers raised concerns that a lack of notification regarding a medication switch is an ethical issue, one that could add undue emotional distress to patients. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read more about the stories that we discussed today, you can find the links in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.